The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
As we're talking to Antonio Prescott, car sales trainer, lecturer at CTS College. We're talking dangerous driving, new fines. Good morning to you, Antonio.
Good morning to you, Davey.
And of course, welcome back to the Morning Rumble. Thank Good to you. Have you, man. Let's get right into it. Dangerous driving. What does that look like?
The thing about dangerous driving is that everybody will have their own opinion about how you drive dangerously. Because, for example, driving in the middle lane and you are driving, let's say, on 40 and someone is behind you, blowing you, and you tell yourself that you're going and you shouldn't go any faster, that is considered dangerous driving. From going from one lane to the other without using your indicator, that's dangerous driving. Dangerous driving is driving with alcohol in your system. And at the end of the day, some people may say taking a drink is nothing wrong with it, but it's how many drinks that you took. So everybody will have their own opinion about how they drive dangerously.
I like the way that you expressed that this morning.
Thank you.
Because thinking about it, there are persons that drive on the slow lane and tell themselves, I'm well within the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I driving dangerous? Could
Correct.
You speak on that a little more?
Well, I would speak on it based on personal experience.
Let's talk.
So I was on the slow lane and I went to the middle lane and someone was far behind me and blowing me like, you need to go on the other lane so he could pass. And I was like, but it have two other lanes that you could filter. Either you could go on the fast lane or you could go on the slow lane. So it just goes to show that some people, I don't know if they're inconsiderate or they don't understand the road regulations and how it is that you're supposed to be driving, especially on the highway.
I don't know how to... All right. If you...
Mm-hmm.
Driving and you decide to go in the middle lane, because we're going on the three lane highway, right?
Okay, yeah.
And you are traversing on the three carriageway,
mm-hmm.
heading in one direction, and you filter to the middle, and somebody's behind you. You are saying that you reserve the right, because the law says keep left,
mm-hmm.
unless when overtaking. So when you filter to the middle lane, is it that you were overtaking somebody in the other lane?
The thing about it had no one in the middle lane to say that they are up close, that I actually filter in, that I'm shocking that person.
So then why didn't you keep left?
No, because I am, at that point in time, I was coming from Piako going to Trinity. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were making a transition so that
Correct.
You could get over to the...
Yeah.
Okay, understood.
Mm, welcome.
So then the dangerous part is what? That he could have taken left or right?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, let's say a person, for example, suffering with some sort of illness or something like that, and this person is blowing me. I could be frantic and maybe just press brakes automatically, and then that person behind me could run into the back of my vehicle.
So then the suggestion is not to blow people.
No, because at any day, like, I was like, what really going on? This guy behind me blowing me. When I do look, I realize it's that guy driving, and I was like, you know, road rage. I had to let him know my mind, basically, because I find that early morning, that was uncalled for when the road is clear.
Mm-hmm. So your suggestion in a case like that would look like what? What do you suggest be done if somebody is in the fast lane and driving at that pace and they need to go? One motorist wants to have them go to the other lane. What you say, blowing the horn is no, because I agree with you, persons can mm-hmm. panic. Because if it's had a bloody horn, I might tell myself, am I doing something? And I could slam on the brakes thinking, well,
yeah.
somebody might be coming in front, mm-hmm. I didn't see them. So that could cause an accident. What do you recommend?
You see, in my situation, when it was early morning, where it have no traffic, this person has two other lanes to filter on. If it's like, when it have high traffic, it'll be a bit different. And I could understand that, you know, I filter into the middle lane and maybe the middle lane was clear and he have no other option to go per se. But you have to be, when you're driving, you have to not just study the regulations, but you have to use your own sense of mind. The road is clear, you have two other lanes, don't try to blow the person and end up in something difficulty per se.
All
so
right.
Use the other lanes.
Hello, good morning. Hello. All right, I thought I had a call on the line there. Hello, good morning. All right, the call dropped. One texter sent me a message a little while ago. Is there a specific speed on the three lanes heading in the same direction, like 60, 80, 100? No.
Not to my knowledge.
No. The speed limit is 100 km across all.
Correct.
However, you are told to keep left unless one overtaking. But if you're on the fast lane, which is deemed to be the extreme right,
correct,
you can't be going at 60.
Persons overtake on
the right, not the left. All right. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Jamie, you know, it's one of the most dangerous things as a driver, but there is no reversing for a long period of time, especially wrong corner. You never see people reversing wrong corners and not giving an indication that they're turning right. Turning left is no big thing. You could turn left on me, in front of me, and okay, I know how to drive. But turning right at a risky intersection, you're putting an indicator, I want to cross people, and you're just pulling in front of people. And while you're overtaking to turn right, and the other vehicle is in the opposite direction. I've seen it happen many times because a lot of accidents.
All right, thank you so much. One texter is saying, overtaking on the left is improper overtaking, and that is a traffic offense. That is breaking the law. That should be made clear immediately. You cannot overtake on the left. That is misleading. And I want to agree with that because I was not going to bother tell you. The law states keep left unless overtaken. So overtaking has to be done on the right-hand side.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, I understand your position. And for me, all right, let's talk about the other aspects of dangerous driving, and I will conclude with that. Hello, good morning, quickly.
Hi, morning, David. Morning. What I'm saying is that what I want to know is they should make mention what is dangerous driving. On them ticket, if you have to get a ticket for dangerous driving. Because if a policeman don't like you, don't like me, knowing they find it 16,000 a case maybe, like give me a ticket for dangerous driving. You know what I'm saying? And this could be very dangerous, you understand?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you very much. I have Brent Batson coming in the next hour. So I'm going to ask him, you know, make it clear. What is deemed dangerous driving? This is Antonio telling it, one, his experience, and two, what he knows dangerous driving to be. All right? What other aspects could be deemed as dangerous driving other than driving slow on the fast lane?
Okay, and I want to mention this, DP. So the fine would be 15,000 in the year 2026. Nothing in the regulation mentioned about what is dangerous driving. And I think that's something that needs to be mentioned about because, as the caller said, someone could feel, a policeman could feel they're not that good and decide to give you a ticket and other people tickets that is unfair. So what is dangerous driving is something I believe that the authorities has to state before they actually fine persons of that $15,000. And what could be considered as another dangerous driving is basically like some people on the main road, they would be going into a street and then actually reversing into the major, out into the major, which is crazy. Because if it is, you have to reverse, you cannot do that coming out of a street onto a main road. You need to actually go into the street, reverse into the street, and then come out onto the major road. I see that happening a lot, and that causes accidents as well.
Well, that is in the regulations, eh? It is unsafe to reverse your vehicle from a minor onto a major. You're also cautioned when you are exiting a minor road to exercise due care and attention coming in, because those on the major thoroughfare have rights.
Yeah.
They have the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
You from a minor onto a major. So, I mean, I've seen it done too. People reverse. They turn onto the minor road and try to reverse to turn around.
Yeah.
Almost like mimicking a three-point turn. And that could be hazardous and cause problems as well. So I have to agree with you there. What else can be connotates dangerous driving, in your humble opinion?
Well, this is something that I myself do. And
there's
I
nothing wrong if you're guilty of it.
Yeah.
You know, we could
driving and you are texting or you are using your cell phone for whatever means that is. That is dangerous driving because some people, they can't multitask. So when you look down and you look up, it's because you ram into someone's vehicle.
I'm glad you say that. We are all guilty of that
correct.
In some form or fashion, where we look down at the cell phone, and that's why they make it a law, you know. Cell phone use, handheld devices, is the ticketable offense. Good morning.
Good morning. I listened to your guest here, and he was talking about occupying the center lane.
Yes. I have my own thoughts on that, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, I traverse the north south every single day. Early in the morning, as from early as 5 o'clock. And a lot of peers, here's what goes on with these people who occupy the center lane, driving, let me say, around 70, 80 and thing, right? Within 2 minutes, miles of traffic back up behind you. because the person in the center lane who come behind you after filter left and right to get around you. And you would, you in the center would not go to the left. You cause miles, miles of traffic backup. And you all contribute to people with a road rage. Another thing, you might be in the right lane, driving 100. Somebody come behind you, get a little blink light to pull over, you ain't pull over, and he go in the center lane to pass. And when he go in the center lane, now you speeding up too. All this is dangerous driving, inconsiderate driving. If you're driving 70, 80, keep to the extreme left lane. Don't even come in the center. If you want, he said he was coming from Piako to go to Trin City.
Yeah.
When it is time to merge to make the right lane, time to make the right turn, then he's across. Not way before, because somebody would not interpret it as you going to make a right turn.
You take the words, you take the, like you're in my head, boy, because it's the same thing I was going to tell Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
If you merge to the center lane, I was going to ask you, at what point did you do so?
I did that close to Trin City.
Then,
yeah.
Was it, if you're saying that it was clear on both sides that he could have go either mm-hmm. left or right of you, why didn't you head straight to the extreme right, pick up your speed a little bit, because you're in the right lane, as you're approaching the filter road, slow and keep your indicator to indicate that? I mean...
No, well, you see, the thing about it, right, turning from Piako, going onto the highway, and then filter into the slow lane, and then closer to Trin City, filter into the middle lane, this person was way behind me. He wasn't close, way behind me, but just blowing, coming up. And that is when I filter onto the right lane. So I could understand if it was that he was close and I filter into the middle lane, and for some reason now, he was like, what it is the driver in the front is doing. But if you are behind me, and I'm sure persons could attest to this, it have a lot of persons far behind you, and you filter into their lane, and they're blowing you, and they have so much space. That sometimes I experience. So I don't think if anybody never experienced something like that before. So that's just my...
All right, cool. Sentiment. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, David. I feel we ought to understand something. The speed limit in Trinidad and Tobago is 100 kilometers. First thing first, all heavy goods vehicles has to be on the extreme left. 65 kilometers an hour, especially if you see them trailer truck. And anything else occupies the middle lane because the speed limit is 100 kilometers. So everything on the extreme left, 65.
All right.
You're going to the highway.
I agree.
And you bump up a truck and trailer and two trucks, and they go in 65. You accelerate, because you are supposed to also be on their side as well.
All right.
Until you reach them.
All right, thanks. I had to go for the news. Thanks. And just before we wrap the interview this morning, careless and reckless driving is the definition of how the TTPS and license officers just drive whenever they're on the roads, especially when they're going to set up a roadblock or when they finish with a roadblock. Davey, sometimes it's difficult to take the right lane in at the last minute when one has to get in lane to exit the highway. I therefore take the right lane somewhat early, but do not drive above 75. Is this wrong? Well, we'll talk.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.